In this edition of WTIP's ongoing series, Moments in Time, we talked with Ella Mayhew, the daughter of Joseph Mayhew, Grand Marais' first lighthouse keeper. The Mayhew family settled here in 1879. Ella Mayhew Townsend recalls her early life in Grand Marais.
Tourists used to come up on the boat, passenger boat, the Dixon and the America that came from Duluth. They stayed at the boarding house. There were no cabins of any kind. Some of them had put up tents, and many of them came here to go out into the woods and take up land, and others just came for a rest, a real rest, and they enjoyed the beaches and the points especially. The favorite thing to do was to go for long walks. Father used to take them over to see the lighthouse. My father was the first lightkeeper here, and owing to that position, he didn't have any other work. The town was about a good block long. We had a sidewalk. It was called The Sidewalk. It started, we had a good dock in those days, and boats came in up to that dock. And I should think it would be about three good blocks to where the sidewalk began. The sidewalk was about a block long. At the dock end of the sidewalk was a boarding house. The boarding house belonged to my grandfather and uncle. And the next house was a small building, about two rooms. The next building was an ice house. The next building to that was a barn where uncle's two horses, Bill and Liz, lived. I speak of them, they were the only horses in the village, and we thought the world of them. Certain times of the year, it was very, very hard. It seemed to be either a feast or famine with us all the time. Sometimes we had a great deal, and then again, we didn't have as much. My mother conceived, thought up many ways of cooking things. And even this day, I make some things that my mother had. You have to use your mind when you can't get milk or fresh eggs. Well, when I think of my mother, such a flood of memories comes over me that it is hard for me to talk to you about her and tell her. But I think she was one of the bravest and cheeriest women I have ever known.
Ella Mayhew's mother, Carrie, became ill with tuberculosis and died in 1897 when the girls were still quite young.
This old Shin Gibbous was one of the most interesting and, best liked Indian men. One time my mother was very, very sick, and it was in the spring of the year, and all the fresh meat was gone, and all we had was the game meat that the Indians brought in. There was one family of white people who had some chickens, and my father wanted to buy one of these chickens to make my mother some soup. But the owner said, no, they wouldn't sell those chickens. Maybe later on they would sell us some eggs. Well, this made my father very mad, because my mother had been very good to these people. But there was nothing to do about it but go home. But that night, after dark, there was a knock at the door, and Father went. There was Shin Gibbous, holding two suspiciously familiar chickens. And my father just looked at him and said, "Migwetch, Shin Gibbous." That means, thank you, Shin Gibbous. Father waked up the fire in the old coal range, and very happily made Mother some chicken broth.
You've been listening to Moments in Time. Archival recordings for this feature were provided by the Cook County Historical Society. Moments in Time is an original series produced by WTIP North Shore Community Radio in Grand Marais, Minnesota, and online at WTIP.org. It's about sharing stories and preserving memories from our region's past.